RCBA Mobile.
Hello there, Mr. Tom. What are you doing out and about?
Well, we just went out to FedEx and got blocked by the vice president and had to divert and go over to Quick Trip and have a hot dog and then go back after she left so that we could get to FedEx. And went down and got me a new telephone.
So you're into all those high-tech devices.
I had several reasons for getting a different phone, Dave, and you probably wouldn't believe it if I told you.
I guess the only way we can find out is you just have to tell me what you did. But anyway, I'm really happy with mine. I think I've got a iPhone 8 and 8S, I think it is. And I've had it for several years, and it's been a little quirky every now and then, but for most of the time it works pretty good.
I had several reasons. One, I had an iPhone 11, and it's big and it's heavy, Dave, and every little ounce counts when you got a bad foot and a bad back. And I wanted something smaller, and I used to have a 6S, and I give it to Bernice, because she doesn't care anything about phones anyways. And so I got the 12 Mini, they call it. And it's quite a lot smaller, but has the same abilities and processors and all that, and it's got a little better display register. I think it's OLED or something, which that wasn't why I was interested in it. But now I got to go home and order me a case from Amazon and one of those glass shields for the front of it, because they want $38 just for that glass shield, but oh, it's guaranteed for life, and they stick you on the accessories. It took about an hour and a half down at the Haywood Mall, and I'd rather get a tooth pulled, I think, than go to the Haywood Mall, but I went to the Apple store.
I was listening to you, but I was having to order at the drive-through here. So I hope you're happy with that. I see Bernice gets the hand-me-downs.
I don't care about that. I don't care for it anyways.
She don't even carry it with her, Dave. She carries it in her purse most of the time, or lays it in on the dresser in the bedroom. But if we go out shopping or something, she carries it just so I can find her in the stores, you know.
And it leaves my wife in the store.
Bernice just said it's a good way to lose me. But at any rate, well, there's a pretty good shower down there when we was there, and they said there's one down at the end of the runway there at Donaldson right now, moving east, I think he said, or east moving south, I don't know. But down in that area, there's a thunderstorm going on. It wasn't anything heavy when we were coming back, but we had to come back and go down Wade Hampton and then go out there because they had I-385 blocked off for that piece of vice president, shall we say.
Now watch, you're going to get in trouble.
Nothing bad. They had out there at FedEx, they had the SWAT team and, I don't know what all of this. It's where immigration and all that's at down there again, where FedEx is at, but the SWAT team was all out there. Up on 385, they had people, cops stationed on top of the overpasses so the sniper couldn't get at her. I don't want nothing to happen to her. Pelosi would get in, God help us.
Goodness, God is helping us, so. So, you know, he's in control, so I'm not scared.
Come down here in the mirror, little old 757, and probably spent millions of dollars just coming from D.C. down here, and now she's going over and court the voters over in Atlanta, I guess. But luckily, we were at the end of her trip, and she didn't block off the traffic for very long. Once they get ready to go, they go.
And just as you were talking, a red bird just flew right across in front of me.
Significant for you. I don't know what to say there. Yeah, they stopped. All air traffic is dead stop until the VIP, as they say on the radio, is gone. The airspace is shut down for a certain number of miles. There's a word for that procedure, and you'd have to ask A4LAO. I can't remember now. But boy, we got a thunderhead up here. Looks like it's about 20,000 feet right above, I'd say more or less towards Steve's place over there.
It's got a good shower over here in Taylor's. It's, I'm headed to the sports club, but it had stopped raining by the time I pulled out of the driveway.
Yeah, we're in front of the Lake Cunningham Fire Department here. Just got a couple of miles to go. We had planned on going to Costco's, but that's down on Woodruff, and this time of day, no way. And maybe Sam, so we'll just do that tomorrow and go to Spartanburg, where it's more civil.
Costco yesterday, we had to pick up, several items. What do you call those things again?
That would be mass consumables.
That, mass consumables. I can't remember that.
It's on Saturday Night Live, said about 20 years ago, or how many years ago. Never did watch that much, but I remembered that one.
Well, I kept throwing stuff in the cart, and my wife said, we're going to spend $100. I thought, gee, every time we walk in Walmart or anywhere, we spend about $100.
He says, it seems like it. Last time it was about $200 because we bought stuff for the daughter. Of course, she pays us back, but... Oh, then the cash, I've got to take it out of my wallet and pay the bill. Boy, that really stinks. But at any rate, makes your wallet fat for a short time. Oh, shoot. She wanted us to pick up some mortars for us, for her over there. They need one more set, I guess. She has a huge 4th of July celebration every year. And they didn't get quite enough when they were up at Gaffney the other day. I don't know how much they spent this year, but it averages about $1,000.
For CPA. So now, are you talking about fireworks?
Fireworks. And last year they put on a show for Lyman Lake. And it was over $1,000. They took up a collection, and the people on the lake, and Scotty sets them off with remote controls, and it's choreographed to music and all that.
The 1812 Overture, when they, my dad had a recording of the 1812 Overture, and they actually fired real cannons at the end of it. It's really cool. But anyway, he gave all his records away and got rid of his record player. I think before he died, I think he wished he had them back. But anyway, that's way that goes.
Yeah, they always end their show with the 1812. You can't beat it. Well, Dave, I'll let you go. We're home, and the air is thick enough out here that you can cut it. It's starting to rain a little bit, so you can have a good time down at the sports club. And 73 is a 0 TR.
Bernice, just keep an eye on him. And I know he's well taken care of. He's in your hands. All right, Tom, we'll talk to you later, and always a pleasure. N0TR, KB4CBA, mobile.
KO4QLG, KO4NUE.